Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 13, verse 33 through 36, and the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel was underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "Little children, yet a little while, I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow afterward." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Luther preached a Christmas sermon, and in it he said, "Oh, you say, if I would have seen Mary and Joseph and the child coming to my town, I would have opened my, I wouldn't have been like those people at Bethlehem. I would have opened my doors and I would have invited them in and taken care of them." And then Luther comes on very intensely. "Yeah, tell me that. Christ says, whatsoever you have done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also unto me." Christ comes to you every day in your neighbor's need and you completely ignore him. So don't give me any of that story. There was another Christmas sermon where he preached, "Darum sprach er am Abendessen." Jesus spoke at the evening meal. "Das ist mein Gebot, dass ihr euch liebet, wie ich euch geliebet habe." This is my commandment, that you love in the same way I have loved. "Siehst du hier, dass uns geliebet und alle sein Werk uns getan hat?" Don't you see here that he loves us and he's done all of his works for us? "Darum, dass wir wiederum nicht ihm, der er der Bedarf sind nicht, sondern uns nächsten also tun sollen." Therefore, we don't need to show works to him. Rather, we do works for our neighbor. That's the one we should do them for. Das ist sein Gebot. That is his commandment. Das ist unser Gehorsam. That's our duty. That's our obedience. Also mag der Glaube, dass Christus unser ist. You see, faith makes Christ ours. Und seine Liebe mag, dass wir sein sind. And Christ's love makes us his. Liebt, so glauben wir. He loves, as we believe. Da wird ein Kuchen aus. And so we in Christ become one cake of faith and love together with him. Es ist gleich eins wie as das andere. One is like the other. Christus hilft uns, so helfen wir unserem Nächsten. Christ helps us, and so we help our neighbor. Und haben all genug, and we all have everything we need. So true. Luther goes on in this sermon, and I'll cut out the German. "From this, observe for yourself to what extent those who have bound good works to stone, wood, clothing, food, and drink have left the streets. What good is it do to your neighbor if you could build a church of pure gold? What good does the sound of large and numerous bells do? What good does the great gleaming and shimmering in churches with vestments and sanctuaries, silver images and vessels do? What good does much candle burning and incense do? What good does much noise, murmuring, and singing of vigils and masses do? Do you think that God will allow himself to be paid with such sounds of bells and candle smoke and gleaming of gold and such nonsense? He's commanded you none of this. But when you see a person wandering, sinning, suffering want in body, property, or soul, then you should go. Let everything else go and help him with everything you are and have, if you can no longer help him with words and shimmering, glittering silver. For Christ has done so to you and has given you an example for you to do. Behold, these are the two things a Christian should practice. One toward Christ, that he should absorb Christ fully and make him his own through faith. Clothe himself in Christ's goods and benefits and build boldly on those benefits. The other is toward his neighbor, that he should lower himself to him and let him rule his own goods and benefits, just as Christ rules ours. Whoever does not practice these two things, faith and love, it will be of no avail if he fasts himself to death, tortures himself, burns himself, and performs all kinds of miracles, as Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 13. Faith grabs hold of Christ. You, my friends, have been chosen from eternity, according to St. Paul in Ephesians 1. You are chosen in Christ, the text says. And you know what? That election, there is no election to damnation by an unreasonable assertion of the Bible, unreasonable to us, but there's an election to eternal life. And Paul says it happens over and over again. In Christ you are elect. In Christ you are chosen. In Christ you are preserved. That eternal election comes to you. How do you know that you are elect? That eternal election has come to you in the word of Christ, which you believe. It is yours there. And Christ will endure and perdure you in the faith until the end. It's your gift. My friend, you have eternity guaranteed in front of you. Faith grabs Jesus. Love turns to the neighbor. My friends, Christ is the propitiation for your sins. He's the payment. He's the atoning sacrifice. He's the lamb sacrificed for your sins, the sins of the world. Your sins are paid for, past, present, and future. The price is paid 100%. It is a forensic act, not guilty. Paul says Christ is put to death for our sins and raised for our justification. Our justification occurred on a cross and an empty tomb 8,000 miles away 2,000 years ago. It's done. There's nothing for you to do but believe it. It's yours. Believe it. Faith grabs hold of Christ and his benefits. Now turn to your neighbor. Luther says, Christ becomes incarnate in our flesh, lives the life we couldn't live, dies to death our sins, rises again. So we become incarnate to our neighbor in love. We serve each other, even in budget time at the IC. We love each other in service to one another. We overlook each other's sins and failings and aggravations. And we forgive each other. And we serve people outside this building. We serve our congregations and our pastors and workers and people. Even when they're grumpy. Even when they're dissatisfied with us. Even when they don't have a good word to say. We serve. Hasn't Christ served you? Didn't Christ say from the cross, "Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do." Who are we to get angry if somebody gets a little miffed with us, sinners that we are, for Pete's sake? We probably deserve 10 times worse. We are one cake. Christ's love binding us together and we loving what each other in Christ. Your sins are all taken care of. Paul says in Romans 5, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. No condemnation for sinners. You bask in the grace of God, sinners that you are. And the great irony is he invites only sinners to do such basking. And therefore, all of us. We are one cake with Christ. Through his love for us, we are free, forgiven, beloved, adopted, cherished, empowered, strengthened, sent to love our neighbor as Christ loved us. And so Jesus said, a new command I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.